Associated Press celebrates trans-infused Olympics opening ceremony as unprecedented display of inclusivity. By Warner Todd Houston on July 28, 2024. After the exercise and debauchery seen in the opening ceremony of the 2024 Olympics, the Associated Press raced to praise the transgender-infused program. The AP was agog over the program created by gay French artist Thomas Jolly. Aside from the scores of obviously gay dancers, the large number of transgenders, and the dance scene suggesting a bisexual threesome sex encounter, Jolly was also condemned for a gross parody of the famed Last Supper painting that depicts the last time Jesus Christ met with his disciples. Despite the widespread criticism of the bacchanalia of the opening ceremony's dance and fashion program, the AP was ebullient over the display. In an unprecedented display of inclusivity, drag queens took center stage at the Paris Olympics opening ceremony, showcasing the vibrant and influential role of the French LGBTQ+ community, while also attracting criticism over a tableau reminiscent of the Last Supper, the wire service reported. The AP went on to positively portray the event as a spectacular four-hour event featured global stars such as Celine Dion and Lady Gaga, both considered queer icons. The wire service also downplayed the gay licentiousness by labeling it merely a touch of kitsch. The transgender-heavy fashion show featuring a nearly naked man, numerous drag queens, and even a young child was praised as a high-octane fashion runway segment. The AP also gave extensive room to quotes from recent RuPaul Drag Race winner LaPhilippe, who was overjoyed by the hour-long exercise in gay inclusion. "I thought it would be a 5-minute drag event with queer representation. I was amazed. It started with Lady Gaga, then we had drag queens. A huge rave, and a fire in the sky," the AP quoted LaPhilippe as saying about the event. "It felt like a crowning all over again. I am proud to see my friends and queer people on the world stage. The French government knows what it's doing. They want to show themselves in the best way possible. They showed no restraints in expression," he added. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.